I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this episode, we'll learn how the Holy Cross Athletic Department is focused on the development of our Crusader student athletes in the community as Election Day approaches. Let's begin with junior setter Katie Russell from Holy Cross Women's Volleyball. Katie is a two-time Academic All-Patriot League selection and was named the Engaged Athlete Fellow for Holy Cross this school year. Katie, thanks for joining us and welcome to Seder Stories.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Engaged Athlete Fellowship is a national program. It lists the following mission: to empower a diverse class of motivated student athletes to strengthen nonpartisan civic participation. What does that mission mean to you?
So that mission to me really means, especially with the election year, getting as many people registered as possible. Everyone deserves a voice, and your vote is your voice. So, you know, for me, being civically engaged means getting as many people on campus registered to vote as possible.
One of the big conversation topics in national media right now is, what are young voters looking for? How do you get them engaged with our political system? How do you get them to the polls? What have your conversations been like with your classmates?
So a lot of it, I feel like, is talking about how it's going to impact our generation specifically. I think with politics, especially from older perspective, kids are thinking that it really doesn't impact them. It really doesn't matter who they vote for. And their vote necessarily doesn't matter. But I think in having conversations with my fellow peers, it's important to note that, you know, these people are going to be running our country for the next 4 years. And that might look like different things for different people, but we're going to be buying houses. We're going to be, you know, paying taxes, having salaries. So, you know, while it might not seem like it matters right now, it does. So just kind of emphasizing that to my generation and fellow peers.
And your generation is so engaged online, but I feel like that face-to-face communication, walking up, talking, interacting with people still goes a long way. How are you finding the most active ways to get students registered on campus?
I think the most active way is to definitely just kind of be in their face about it. Aaron and I have done a great job of talking to student athletes as they're walking through, talking about how easy it is to register, making it super accessible so it's not like something's totally out of reach, but definitely just kind of being like, look, like this is something really important and you should probably want to be a part of it. So we're going to be like, okay, like, you know, let's register to vote. Let's set you up for a turbo vote. Like, I'll help you walk through the process. Like, just kind of being in your face about it a little bit because it's a big deal.
What's it like talking with student athletes and students at Holy Cross from all over the country? Because we have such a wide range of students who come from all over the country, nationally, internationally. What's the process look like to get them registered here in Central Massachusetts?
So the process looks, it's different because like you said, we have a ton of different people from a ton of different states. So it's been interesting having to navigate some of the different states, especially with the close primaries in certain states. But just kind of trying to emphasize, like, you know, it's important for you to register and I'll help you walk through and, you know, just trying to get them registered through TurboVote. Is TurboVote's been super easy, super helpful, and it already has them filled out with their state and all that stuff. So it's made the process so much easier.
And what's it like been working with other student athletes on this campaign? Because I feel like there's such a great connection at Holy Cross between teams, between athletes, all pushing for a common goal.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I mean, I've been talking with Molly O'Connor, our SAC, one of our SAC co-presidents, all the time, just kind of spouting on ideas, trying to see what she thinks, just trying to see like if that would be well received within this, like within the student athlete community. And then also Caleb Kenny's been super helpful as well, just because he's, you know, been a real mentor for me for helping me get this fellowship and then also kind of talking to me about what my project is and how I can accomplish my goals.
That's great to hear. Caleb's been such a leader on campus. And speaking of the camaraderie between the teams, you've got a big Koozie Cup match coming up this Friday at 6 p.m. It's inside the Hart Center, a whiteout. So everyone's going to be wearing their white shirts. It's against Loyola, Maryland. How special are those games when the entire Holy Cross community comes together as one?
It's an incredible experience. It's one of my favorite games to play. And it's just, you feel so supported by the community around you. And it really feels like, you know, we're one group and one Holy Cross athletic family at that moment. It's just so special. So such a special thing to be a part of.
I don't have any data on this, but I feel like our Holy Cross teams play better in these Koozie Cup games. Just look at the men's soccer match, a draw with a top five team from Clemson just about a week or so ago. What can we expect this Friday from your team that's really battling through some injuries right now?
I mean, we're going to work our butts off. We're going to work super hard to get the outcome we want, and we're going to give it our all, leave everything out on the court that day. You know, we, like you said, we've had some injuries, but that's not going to stop us from accomplishing our goals.
That's great to hear. Katie, stay with us. When we come back, we'll be joined by Holy Cross Assistant Director of Athletics, Aaron Dashiel. That's right here on Seder Stories.
We are UMass Memorial Health, and innovation is something that defines us, that drives us to discover new ways to provide answers and hope, to provide opportunity and access and equity for everyone, to redefine what medicine can do and how it can heal relentlessly.
Bacon. Good morning, everybody. Nothing like the Jersey Mike's morning prep. The sizzling bacon, the slicing of the tomatoes, the bopping of the fresh lettuce.
Danny, what are you doing up there?
I've been living up here for months.
Got a package from Mr. DeVito.
Ooh, my bacon sniffing horn. Oh, smell that bacon. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, now we're talking.
Freshly prepped every morning. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Crusader fans can score big with the homecoming weekend double play. Buy the men's hockey game on Friday, October 11th versus UConn at 7 p.m. and the football homecoming game on Saturday, October 12th versus Fordham at 1 p.m. for just $25. Regular price is $39 in advance, $49 at the door. Holy Cross alumni can save up to nearly 50%. Offer excludes prior sales. Visit goholycross.com/tickets for more details on the homecoming weekend double play. We welcome you back to Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm Kevin Gale, joined by Holy Cross women's volleyball setter Katie Russell and Assistant Director of Athletics for Student Athlete Development, Aaron Dashiel. Aaron, you're in your seventh year at the college now with primary responsibilities around implementing a series of programming for student athletes. How did Holy Cross first connect with this national movement of the Engaged Athlete Fellowship?
Well, it started with one of our former men's basketball assistant coaches, Joe Kennedy, who had a career in politics and worked with the Obamas. And as a coach here, it was just something that he really brought to the table, thought it was really important for all of our student athletes to understand the importance of voting and voter education. And it was a passion of his that he wanted to bring to all of our student athletes. And over the course of time, it was just something that we made sure that we tried to educate each other on, make sure that all of our students were aware of, and no matter where they were from, how to get involved, how to make sure that they were registered and that they knew dates, deadlines, and all that sort of stuff. So it started there, and it just kind of grew into something that we wanted to make sure we were continuing, we were expanding. It's gotten a lot bigger. In 2020, the NCAA deemed Election Day Civic Engagement Day. So it's a day where most teams don't have any practice, and we're supposed to do something civic-minded, whether that is getting out into the community, doing some sort of events with education or sustainability, cleanups, and that sort of stuff. We worked with Worcester Public Schools, Boys and Girls Club, Girls Inc., and it's just really fulfilling on my end to get our student athletes involved there. And I like to see the passion and commitment that they have.
We certainly saw the passion and commitment from Caleb Kenny from men's basketball, who was a fellow in the program last year. How did you see him grow and develop as a person from that experience?
I think it definitely gave him a voice. Caleb was a pretty quiet guy. I wouldn't say he's super loud and vocal, but he's a big a presence on our campus, and his leadership is just something that he doesn't necessarily have to speak volumes in order to be somebody that gets followed. He's shown it time and time again. He's worked with our student athlete advisory committee to make sure to bring things like food insecurity to the forefront. We think of Worcester and Massachusetts as pretty well-off spaces, but obviously there's a lot of people out there that are struggling and hurting. And he kind of brings that to light. He brought that to light and made sure that our student athletes knew. He brought it to the community. We did different sort of food drives at basketball games, and he would organize the donations and get teams to pack up the food and other things and take them over to Worcester East Middle School. He's just been a really, really great example. I think Katie even said that, she's looked up to him kind of as a mentor. And that's just the presence that he's had over his time here.
Katie, what was some of the advice you were given when you were first offered this fellowship about how you could be most impactful in this role?
Definitely to be determined. Caleb kind of talked to me about how, you have to be able to make your voice heard, but that's not going to be always heard the first time. So you have to be continue to be determined to make your impact. So you have to keep emailing if you don't want, like if your first email doesn't go through, you have to keep going and you have to keep going in order to make the best impact possible. So that was probably the best advice, was to remain determined.
I think that's great advice that we could all take, no matter what career path, no matter what state we're in. It's always good to be determined. How do you feel that your political science education at Holy Cross has really helped you prepare to make the most of this opportunity?
I mean, the professors are great and they've always been super supportive of me. Professor Heidman and Professor Brooks have been two of the biggest supporters for me, and they've always talked to me about how, to go get it, to go after it, and try to go do your best and do whatever you can. So they've definitely helped me with the voter education. And then I've also had many classes on the primaries, why is it important to register to vote, and how, like, these other factors kind of are involved when they might not seem so visible to everyone else. But yes, I've had a very extensive political science background in terms of voting in general, and I really credit that to my professors because they're amazing.
It's clear that Election Day and registering voters is key right now, but it's early in your junior year. What do you have in store for us next as we head into the winter and next spring through the fellowship?
So I'm thinking about having dialogue between maybe student athletes and the student body. I think that it's important to discuss things we might not agree on all the time. I think that my generation in particular, we have some problems with, speaking to one another about what we might disagree with. So for the spring, I'm really hoping to, increase campus dialogue between student athletes and the student body about things we might not agree with or might have political differences on. Because I feel like it's important for us to come together as a community, as Crusaders.
Again, a great message that all of us should take on. Katie, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on this incredible fellowship. And we'll look forward to seeing you for the Koozie Cup this Friday. Good luck to you and the Crusaders.
Thank you so much.
Let's take one last break. When we return, we'll talk more with Aaron about community outreach initiatives ahead right here on Seder Stories.
Many financial advisors are commission-based advisors that work for a bank. At Carr Financial, we work for you. Our primary focus is helping our clients achieve their goals. You worked hard in your career. You've earned your retirement. Now let us show you how to make the most out of what you have. We're here to answer your investment, retirement, income tax, and estate planning questions. Through every stage of life, we're here for you. Call us at Carr Financial Group today.
Leadership and excellence, in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete, to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Winter sports season ticket memberships are on sale now. Rally the Crusaders to victory all season long in men's hockey, men's basketball, and women's basketball with our best value packages. Call or text 1-844-GO-CROSS or visit goholycross.com/tickets for all the info. We welcome you back to Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, joined again by Holy Cross Assistant Director of Athletics and Student Athlete Development, Aaron Dashiel. Aaron, the Patriot League is taking on a special mission through social media to invite student athletes and the college community to get active and register to vote. How are you seeing that social media activation play out?
So we have a student athlete advisory committee. All our colleges in the Patriot League have one. They connect and bounce ideas and thoughts off of each other. They had a working group over the summer, and they all suggested that the election coming up, it was important for them to be able to get their voices out and make their voices heard and be unified on something. And one of the things that they wanted to do was do a social media campaign on explaining to their peers in that generation of why voting and why being registered was important to them. So we're in the midst of putting together our social media campaign right now with our SAC group, posting through our Instagram page, different testimonials from our student athletes on why it's important to vote for them. It's important for our students to do it because they come from all over the place. So it's not just a matter of our Massachusetts residents or our New England residents. I mean, we have student athletes from Hawaii, Alaska, Arizona, and that's just our swim and dive team. So, you know, it's important for them to know what's going on back home for them, how to engage, who the candidates are, you know, how to put in a mail-in ballot or absentee ballot or whatever it is that they need. And we just want to make sure that they have that opportunity and they're educating each other and, you know, every vote counts and they're not, you know, taken for, you know, they make sure that their voice is heard in this way via their vote.
It's great to see the conversation online. It is very focused on bigger picture politics, Congress, presidency, but local politics are so important. Voting locally in municipal elections are a cornerstone of all of this. And I love this initiative you have with the Worcester City Clerk to get your Holy Cross athletes out to the polls. Tell me a little bit more about how voters in Central Mass will actually see some of these Holy Cross student athletes out there this fall.
So we've been really fortunate to have a relationship with the City Clerk and the Election Commission of Worcester. Reached out in 2021. Nico Vangeli, he's a Holy Cross grad, actually. Actually came on campus to talk to our student athletes about the importance of registering to vote and voter education. In 2022, it morphed into what they have, a college student poll worker program. So our student athletes were signed up and assigned to different locations in Worcester, polling locations. And we had in 2022, we had over 200 student athletes go out and just be poll greeters. And this was one of the most fulfilling things for me, in all honesty, to hear our student athletes come back and talk about the diversity that they saw within Worcester. They didn't realize how big Worcester was. I had a number of student athletes say, you know, I pointed out to some Spanish-speaking residents where they could go get the Spanish version of a ballot. They used their language, you know, in the city and that sort of stuff. So it was very fulfilling for me to have our student athletes come back and talk about their experience, just being out there, greeting folks, telling them which direction to go, which precinct the line was in and how to obtain a ballot and all that sort of stuff. So last year, 2023, the number was down. It's just an off, you know, odd year. So the number was down of the number of student athletes we had out there. But we're also looking again this year to try to get more student athletes out again. And besides that, we do, again, like I said, a number of different things on that day, election day, where we're out in the community, whether it is a campus cleanup or, you know, doing something at with the Worcester Public Schools. We've gone out to the Boys and Girls Club and just did like a day of play with the students after school, or Girls Inc. and done a day of play with students after school. So we want to get our students out on election day, make sure they're visible, and it's really fun for them to see different parts of the Worcester community.
It's so important for college students to expand their horizons like that. And you have such an extraordinary group of student athletes that you get to work with. Holy Cross finished top six again nationwide last year in graduation success rate. It is such a remarkable tribute to you, your staff, professors, student athletes, coaches. What does all of this mean to you and your colleagues at the college when you think you're offering so much more than just great sports and a great education?
It's an opportunity for our students and our student athletes, especially, to know that they can be successful once they're out of here. Once we're going to provide them with the tools and lay the groundwork for them to be successful, whether that is moving right into your career upon graduation, whether that's graduate school, whether that is an internship, or we've actually been lucky enough over the course of the last couple of years, where we've had a couple of student athletes explore the pro area of their sport. So we're very proud of the fact that we're in the top six, and we've been there for a number of years now. We want our student athletes to know that, you know, once they start here, the goal is to finish, and we're going to see them to the finish line.
Aaron, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on all this great community engagement, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
And we thank everyone for tuning in. We ask that you tell your friends about Seder Stories. It's available anytime on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. If you love hearing stories like these from Crusaders, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It's the best way for our Crusader community to connect with this show. Thanks again for tuning in to Seder Stories. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go!